All right, so we need to talk. Do not trust influencers, such as me, such as anybody else out here. A lot of young people these days are feeling lost from all the influencers on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. And the real reason is because you're surrounded by a bunch of snake oil salesmen. All of us out here are pretty much selling you the next get-rich-quick scheme. We're telling you why you're not enough, why you will never be enough. We are getting you to care about really useless things like politics that are truly above your pay grade, and we're presenting this totally fake vision of the world where it seems like people are just traveling and flying around on private jets, driving Lamborghinis all the time, when that is all rented, basically. And people don't really fly private jets all the time. Sure, maybe for some domestic flights, which are cheap anyways, but if you're doing like the A-class trips, going international, maybe you're going off to Asia, Japan, or to Europe, you're probably going to be flying in some massive Boeing 747 simply because the gas costs would even be prohibitively expensive for anybody, really. It would just not be worth it. And so it is because of these scumbag influencers, and I'm no exception, in fact, I'm quite the internet guru myself, that young people these days just have no comprehension of what the real world actually looks like and what it means to do some work. So I'm here to set this story straight for you guys. Now, first up, Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate has misled an entire generation of young men and women, quite frankly. I mean, this whole talk about masculinity and muscles, you know, muscles are going to make you live a shorter life, actually. It's going to shorten your lifespan. I mean, this is just science, but if you want to live longer, healthier, and really happier, then you don't want all these huge bulging muscles that are just going to take so many human resources to manage and maintain. It's going to work your cells really to death. And it is really because of Instagram culture and people such as Andrew Tate who are so visual. You know, there was this guy, Liver King, who had like all these health issues. These people get on steroids and they attract a bunch of followers because it is a visual platform. And so what happens is you see all these muscle men on social media. And for the women, maybe it's the anorexic types. And before you know it, you have young men starting to take testosterone replacement therapy, TRT, in order to try to bulk themselves up even more. You got people going on steroids. And what happens is your own body stops producing your own testosterone. And so really what's going on here is now you have young men starting to inject themselves with the testosterone of other men. And that halts their own testosterone production because they want to be like these other people. And it's like they're injecting Andrew Tate's testosterone into themselves, basically, because they want to be exactly like him. So they want to be like these influencers riding these private jets with 100 women. And that's a vision which doesn't really actually exist in real life. And I'll get to that. But you've also got young people starting to take up kickboxing or jiu-jitsu, and you're going to get brain damage from that, quite frankly. Like, I think Andrew Tate actually has a number of serious health issues that he's had to go to physical therapy for. And you don't want to be like that. Health is wealth. There was another kid who just jumped over a cruise boat this past weekend because he was trying to be some influencer, get viral on social media. He disappeared, never to be seen again. And you want to know what masculinity is, by the way, for those wondering. If you're a man, you're masculine. By definition, it's a biological idea. Masculinity is just whatever a man is. Now, societally, you can say, well, you want to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger or the Terminator, but you may be interested to know that also in other countries, like say Japan, well, they don't have that concept that a man should be this huge bulging piece of meat. And so funny enough, in Japan, I don't think people like Andrew Tate would be popular at all, quite frankly. They want kind of the slender macho type. It's called hoso macho, and there's a bunch of different types. So maybe people want kind of the slender, muscular, singing, dancing type of person with cool looking hair, and Andrew Tate doesn't have hair. It's just a totally different stereotype of what is considered popular or masculine in other countries. Whereas in the West, it's just a totally different image. And so really, we're just going through this phase, a social media phase. And you want to be careful not to make any permanent life-altering changes to yourself, especially if you end up in Asia somewhere. The image standards are just going to be different. So there's a lot of social media brainwashing going on these days. You know, you don't really need physical violence, by the way, like the ability to fight people. If there's violence, just run. Just get out of there. And the other option is to just call the police, or maybe take out your phone, record the confrontation, and sue the other person later on for physical assault. You'll probably win the case, get a bunch of money that way. Or you know what? You could just buy a gun as well. Guns seem to solve everything. Like, if the person has a black belt and 20 years of experience in martial arts, the gun is still going to beat this person, in America at least. And so the fact is, all these social media characters you see running around online portraying these fantasy lives, showing you their highlight reels, are not actually living real lives necessarily. Like, people like Andrew Tate, they're fictional personas, quite frankly. Like, he seems to never be wrong. And, you know, it's like, a lot of the stuff he does is actually super cheap. Like, he lives in Romania. You can live in a mansion in Romania for pretty cheap, probably less than $1 million. Probably you could rent all the cars you want there. It's not going to be very expensive. You can get bottle service at clubs. You can own a casino. It would all be pretty cheap in a country like that. It's like a third world country. It's like I could go to Thailand and do the same thing for like $10,000 probably. Now, that's not to downplay his success, but I think you have to take what he says with a grain of salt. And while we're on this topic, let me just give you my take on Andrew Tate, which is I think he's a fictional persona, and a lot of the women he surrounds himself with are actually just his employees from his webcam business. So my take is he doesn't actually have a bunch of women. I think he is actually monogamous. He's probably married with one person. He has a kid maybe, and he fled like the UK or the US just to avoid some legal issues, maybe child support or something like that. And you know that large tattoo he has on his chest, I think is probably to cover up some injury, maybe some internal bleeding or something he had. On Twitter, he has this account he follows, Top Girl Keiko. I think that's his alt because he just likes everything on there. So that alt account posts exactly in the same writing style that Tate does. It calls people dorks just like he does. Tate ends up liking every single one of the posts. And I think he didn't achieve success until his mid-30s, which is pretty reasonable and normal for people, you know. And that's not to discount his success at all. But it is relevant to note that he became rich by telling you that he's rich and then you want to be like him, and it's really just the circular logic. And there's just no factual grounding behind any of this. And I don't want to just single out Andrew Tate here because all of social media is fabricating these characters that are built to sell based on external validation such as fancy cars, fancy watches, when in reality, like a lot of these status symbols only cover up insecurities inside. And you know, the fastest car is basically like what, some electric car like a Tesla or something. Like you don't need a $500,000 Lambo. And the best watch, probably like an Apple Watch. Those old Rolexes and Timexes are made to show off on social media. That's almost their exclusive purpose. And so what's happened is social media has misled an entire generation of people to feel lost, where a normal job making like say 120K per year just doesn't feel enough. It seems boring. Nobody seems to really want to do that anymore when they go on Instagram and they see some kids just traveling around all the time. And it seems, hey, that kid seems to be living the high life. Whereas in reality, number one, that high life maybe doesn't really exist in real life. It's just their highlight reel. And the reality is it's not going to last forever for that kid. Maybe next year he'll be out of a job after his 15 minutes of fame are up. Or I mean, some of these people are the real deal, actually, but maybe you're just seeing the, say, top 1% of the population showing off on social media, and you don't necessarily need to compare yourself with that. Because let's face it, there are some people out here who are the real deal. People such as myself, I mean, we're pretty up there, okay? But you shouldn't be comparing yourself with people like me. Like, if you're, like, here, I'm up here, like, near the light of success, like, just pretty up there, okay? But the reality is there's nothing to even compare here. It's like trying to compare an apple and an orange, which is better. It's just, they're totally different things. You're on your individual unique path. I'm on mine. And it's just totally a different path. The fact is though, influencers are just telling you whatever you want to hear. And it seems they're always trying to sell you the next snake oil, which is part of the reason why young people seem so lost, because they're in a bazaar surrounded by snake oil salesmen who are telling you, well, affiliate marketing is going to make you rich, or Amazon FBA is going to make you rich, or it's going to be crypto that's going to make you rich. They're telling you the top five stocks that will make you rich, the top five mindsets to be more productive, the top five ChatGPT tools that are going to make you rich. Whereas in reality, have they become rich through these ChatGPT tools? Are they experts in these areas? Probably not. And so for me, when I realized this, I began disengaging from social media, just ignoring all of the crazy politics and news. This was especially easy when I was out in Japan for 3 weeks, and I just stopped caring about everything going on in the news because it didn't concern me. I was in a totally different country, and all of the politics and concerns were above my pay grade. In fact, what is concerning to me is if you scroll through Twitter on Elon Musk, he's noting concerning on multiple tweets because he's trying to get you engaged on these social media platforms, tapping into your anxiety, your human worry, manufacturing anger. The worst thing you could possibly do is just become indifferent and apathetic to the news. Then how are they going to sell their views? So the funny thing is, when I was growing up, nobody talked or cared about politics. Actually, it was something older people ranted about on the radio, but most normal people would just say, yeah, they don't get that stuff. It was the cool thing to say. Whereas these days, it seems we're in some social media phase where everybody is riled up over some controversy or manufactured political outrage. And you are truly just wasting so much time on this because you have absolutely no impact on this whatsoever, quite frankly, right? Like it's not going to really affect you that much, and you don't have much effect on this. Personally, for me, I no longer find myself caring about so many of these issues, and you could probably just spend your time playing games or working on some project instead. So overall, when it comes to social media, I think the actual answer lies somewhere between reality and fantasy, and take everything people say with a grain of salt. Most people are trying to sell you something online. The advice you hear, take it more as food for thought, something to think about, but make your own decisions about them at the end of the day. Understand that you are under massive brainwashing, living in a society surrounded by snake oil salesmen. And in my opinion, it is pretty hard to beat just a basic, peaceful, settled life. Having a coffee, playing some video games, Diablo 4 coming out soon, that's hard to beat. Okay, even a Lambo can't beat that. And then just taking some family vacations, that may be about as good as it gets. So that's it for me. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. See you there. See you in the next one. Thanks. Bye.